Media, leaders, activists, spark climate alarm. Media often paints global warming as an impending apocalypse, scarier than any nuclear disaster. Activists and policymakers argue for drastic measures like ditching fossil fuels and slashing carbon emissions to zero, saying it's our only shot at avoiding disaster. But since 2000, scientists have gathered loads of data on climate change, and it doesn't scream end of the world like we've been led to believe. One story warns of looming sea level rise due to climate change, potentially flooding vast areas of inhabited land. But it overlooks the fact that many communities have long coped with living below sea level through flood protection measures. In the United States' divisive political climate, leaders argue over who can effectively address the threats of global warming apocalypse. Temperatures' impact on GDP guides climate change evaluation. When we talk about climate change, we're discussing how the Earth's temperature is rising and the havoc it's wreaking, from intense storms causing floods to long droughts leading to failed crops and wildfires. It all boils down to looking at temperatures, because it's like the thermometer for the planet's health. Now, expressing these effects in terms that we humans can understand isn't easy. Our well-being involves a lot of stuff, like how healthy we are, how educated we are, and whether we've got good economic opportunities. But if we had to pick one thing that kinda sums up all of this, it would be something called gross domestic product, or GDP for short. When it comes to our planet's temperature, there's a direct tie to how well our economies fare. The more carbon dioxide we pump into the air from burning fossil fuels, the hotter it gets. Since 1970, we've been burning a lot more fossil fuels, and that's led to a significant rise in temperatures worldwide. If we keep going this way, temperatures will keep climbing. Even if the wealthiest countries ditch their carbon emissions entirely, overall carbon dioxide levels would still go up. As societies get wealthier, they make more stuff, build fancier homes, eat a wider range of foods, and enjoy more leisure activities. All these things create carbon dioxide, which adds to global warming. As economies grow, they can also find ways to cut down on carbon dioxide. When people have more money, they tend to care more about their environment. They vote for leaders who promise to make things cleaner and greener. So, policymakers can't just focus on making money or saving the planet, they have to do both. Leaders should weigh climate policies with cost-benefit analysis. Political leaders must make informed decisions when it comes to climate change policies. This means carefully weighing the costs and benefits of each action. To do this, they need to understand the true cost of climate change. William Nordhaus, an economist who received the Nobel Prize in Economics for his work on climate change, has shown how we can estimate these costs. Nordhaus and other economists use all available scientific data to figure out how climate change affects different parts of our lives, like farming, managing forests, and dealing with rising sea levels. When it comes to tackling climate change, policymakers must match their actions with the size of the problem. If climate change's impact is huge, efforts to combat it should be cost-effective. But if it's more manageable, solutions shouldn't cause more harm than good. According to Nordhaus, the effect of climate change on the economy goes hand in hand with temperature increases. Since the Industrial Revolution, a modest rise in global temperatures of about 2 degrees Fahrenheit hasn't had a significant overall impact on the global economy. However, if we allow temperatures to climb by around 7.2 degrees Fahrenheit, 4 degrees Celsius, by 2100 without taking action, the consequences could be dire, resulting in a nearly 2.9% drop in global GDP. Ineffective, solo attempts at climate change mitigation. Current efforts to incentivize the adoption of alternative energy technologies through regulations and subsidies are costing taxpayers hundreds of billions annually. Despite these investments, carbon emissions remain unchecked. Governments are gearing up to spend trillions on transitioning economies to carbon-neutral energy sources. However, this alone won't cut emissions. Despite individual efforts like conserving energy or changing diets, the global carbon footprint keeps growing. We need more effective strategies to tackle this pressing issue. Humanity may take one of five paths. Imagine having to choose between slightly faster or slightly slower economic growth. Most people would naturally lean towards faster growth because, over time, even small increases can make a big difference in people's lives, especially for those with lower incomes. This same principle applies to decisions regarding climate change. The strategies proposed by the media, activists, and progressive politicians could potentially lead to slower growth, which could have negative effects on the less privileged members of society. The United Nations gives us 5 shared socioeconomic pathways for our future. Think of them like roads we could take. They all involve our economy growing, but they're not all good. 1. Regional rivalry, a rocky road. This path is like taking a hard road. It's about countries being more focused on competing with each other than on working together. They don't care much about things like stopping climate change or investing in education and research. This would mean our economy grows slowly, and it's the worst future we could pick. 2. Inequality, a road divided. This path divides people into 2 groups, those who are well-educated and wealthy, and those who are less educated and poor. It would be disastrous for less developed countries, cause problems within richer nations, and worsen social conflicts. Despite these problems, the economy would grow by more than 200% per person. 3. The middle of the road. Prepare for a surge in GDP per person over the next few decades. Even with a cautious approach, we're looking at a whopping 400% or more increase. 3 slow growth paths lie ahead, but they aren't attractive, especially for those earning low wages. However, 2 promising routes could lead to a brighter future by the end of the 21st century, and they don't heavily rely on climate policy. 1. Sustainable development or green road. This path focuses on building a healthy, well-educated population capable of using and creating advanced technologies. It encourages innovation and sustainability. 2. Fossil fuel development or conventional development. Growth is fueled by open markets, investment in education, and fostering innovation. This pathway prioritizes economic development while aiming to maintain environmental balance. Carbon levies, curb emissions, temper warming. Climate change solutions aren't hitting the mark. Rallying, pouring money into projects, or relying solely on renewable energy sources won't cut it. Most economists agree the key to curbing carbon dioxide emissions and slowing down global warming lies in one simple action: imposing a carbon tax. Governments would slap a tax on activities that churn out carbon dioxide, like farming or making cars. Governments hold the power to set carbon taxes, a crucial tool in fighting climate change. Without such measures, we face the grim reality of severe climate impacts, potentially losing a staggering 3.6% of global GDP by 2100. A modest temperature rise can significantly cut down on the hefty bill we'll pay for climate-related damages. Research suggests that with just a slight temperature increase, say about 3.9 degrees Fahrenheit, 2.2 degrees Celsius, we could save trillions, less than $50 trillion in costs over 500 years. But if we sit back and do nothing, allowing temperatures to soar as high as 6.3 degrees Fahrenheit, 3.5 degrees Celsius, we could be staring at a bill of over $100 trillion. Innovation essential to combat global warming. Burning fossil fuels emits carbon dioxide, which leads to global warming. To tackle this issue, humans must cut down on carbon dioxide emissions. However, finding a viable alternative to fossil fuels is proving to be a tough challenge. Fossil fuels are cheap and drive our global economy, but it's time to steer towards innovative alternatives. While solar and wind power have received hefty investments, they still struggle with efficiency and cost. However, breakthroughs like fracking have slashed carbon emissions by making natural gas cheaper than coal. Exploring new paths in green innovation opens doors to practical solutions for our planet. One avenue worth investigating is nuclear power, which doesn't release harmful carbon dioxide into the atmosphere. While nuclear plants can be pricey, advancements in technology could make them more affordable, paving the way for affordable, eco-friendly energy. Climate solutions. Adapt. Prosper. Implementing a carbon tax and developing cleaner energy technologies are crucial steps to fight climate change. But we can also make a big difference by fixing and maintaining our current systems. For example, Hurricane Sandy hit New York hard because the subway system didn't have storm covers. Look at the Netherlands back in 1953. They got hammered by floods, but they bounced back big time. Instead of soaking, they invested tons into flood defenses. They've only had 3 floods since then. Poor countries like Bangladesh are still stuck in the mud. They don't have the cash to splash on mega projects like the Dutch did. So, they're stuck being sitting ducks for climate disasters. Climate change isn't the top priority for future safety. Climate change policy aims to enhance living conditions for people worldwide. However, many of the policies pushed by the media, activists, and progressive politicians don't always lead to positive outcomes and can be incredibly costly. Investments in climate change policies, though expensive, could potentially slow down economic growth and negatively impact many lives. Other urgent priorities, such as establishing robust healthcare systems and ensuring food security and proper nutrition for everyone, deserve significant attention. Author's profile. Bjorn Lomborg, a visiting fellow at Stanford University's Hoover Institution, authored The Skeptical Environmentalist and Cool It. Time magazine recognized him in 2004 as one of the world's top 100 influential individuals. Key points. 1. Climate change impacts economies through temperature rises, with potential consequences ranging from floods to drought and wildfires, affecting GDP. 2. Effective climate policies should balance economic growth with environmental concerns, considering cost-benefit analyses. 3. Carbon levies, such as carbon taxes, are crucial tools in curbing emissions and mitigating climate change's economic impacts. 4. Innovation, including advancements in clean energy tech and infrastructure maintenance, is essential in combating global warming. 5. Adaptation strategies, like investing in flood defenses, are vital for resilience against climate disasters, especially for vulnerable communities. 6. While addressing climate change is important, it's essential to prioritize other pressing issues like healthcare and food security for human well-being. 7. Understanding the socioeconomic pathways and their implications is crucial for informed decision-making on climate policies and economic development.